Okay, so this month the topic is memory. And did you see the movie that this month's Core Audio was based on?
No, I actually haven't seen the movie yet.
Okay, well, it's actually not that great of a movie, but it's a great story.
It's a comedy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I haven't seen the whole thing. I saw part of it on the airplane, and it's the kind of movie that you watch when there's nothing else on. But it's interesting because it's based on a true story.
Oh yeah, the premise itself is quite interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I mean, we have the character in the movie. She has a car accident. Her mother dies, and when she wakes up, she can't remember anything after that accident.
Right.
So every day she wakes up and she thinks it's the same day over and over again.
Okay.
Then she meets a guy that she really likes the next day. Of course, she doesn't remember him, and he's really drawn to her, so he keeps going back and he won't give up.
Yeah.
His family tries to keep him away, but you know, there's this true love thread going through the story that penetrates deeper than her memory
But
problems.
hang on, I have a question about that. The guy that she meets, had he known, or had they known each other before
No.
her accident?
No.
Okay, so this is someone new that she meets.
Right.
I see.
Right.
Okay.
So that's why the movie's called 50 First Dates,
I see.
because
Okay.
every day is a new first date
A
for
new
them.
first day for them.
And every day she doesn't remember him, but he does.
Yeah.
So, I mean, on one hand, you could make a case that he's really in love with her
Yeah,
to keep
sure.
going after her day after day after
Sure.
day. But on the other hand, there is something kind of creepy that he knows all this stuff about her and she doesn't know anything about him. So
Yeah, it
it's
kind of
kind
makes you wonder what his motives are, yeah,
yeah.
and staying
So
in that relationship, yeah.
in the movie, it's called 50 First Date because each day he thinks of a unique way to woo her,
I see.
a unique way to, you know, have an exciting date
Right,
with her.
right, right,
But
right.
really, one thing they don't talk about in the movie is he could just be doing the same thing
Yeah.
every day because she wouldn't
She
know.
wouldn't know, it wouldn't
But
matter.
that would probably make a really boring movie to
Yeah,
have
it'd be a very boring
50,
movie.
50 same
And it would
dates.
probably be, yeah, 50 same dates, right?
Yeah.
And it would probably be boring for him because he's just doing the same thing over and over,
But
and
he
yeah.
knows that it works.
Oh, okay.
I
So if he
mean, so
figures
he's
out
probably
something
going
that
to think of
works.
something really unique to.
But this was based on an actual
I
true
mean, can you
story, though,
imagine?
right?
Can you imagine if this was your wife before the first time you met her, and for 50 days, you had to think of a unique way to approach her that would work?
Yeah,
I mean, he'd probably just do the same thing.
yeah, maybe. And maybe it was true love. Maybe he just felt so drawn to this person and
Right.
vice versa. But this was based on a true story, though,
Yeah,
wasn't it?
it's based on a true story, Michelle Philpotts, and I think she's British.
Okay.
And similar, she also had a car accident, and she doesn't remember anything past that point in time.
Yeah.
So a little bit different from the movie is she eventually married the man that she was with before the accident.
Right.
So every morning she wakes up and she looks over at this guy who she must think is her boyfriend, but in
Yeah, or
reality,
whoever,
it's
right?
her husband.
Right.
No, I mean, she does know who he is
She
because
does know who he is.
she was dating him before the
No, I
accident.
see, but she just doesn't remember anything after the
Yeah, so she
accident.
doesn't
Okay.
remember that they dated for another 7 years and they
I
eventually got
see.
married, and I don't know if they have
Yeah.
kids or not, but that would be even stranger.
If they had kids.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so you would imagine
Yeah,
like
for
every
sure.
day is like, who is this 3-year-old? Who is this 4-year-old? Who is this 18-year-old?
Right. So the day would have to obviously begin with some kind of review.
Yeah, so it begins with him opening a photo album, and he
Okay.
shows the photo album pictures of them dating, pictures of their wedding. So he actually says if he didn't have those photos, it would obviously be much more
Sure.
difficult. I mean, imagine if you woke up next to somebody, you had no memory of who they are, and they had nothing, no proof, and they just wanted to tell you that, you know, I'm your wife.
Yeah,
And we've been living
right.
together for 3 years.
Really?
Right?
I mean, I would think that would be pretty strange. I mean, from my subjective experience of that moment, like, here I am and with this strange person, and they're telling me things that you know, we've been together for 3 years, yeah. That would just seem hard to believe. Yeah.
And especially if it, yeah. I imagine, like, what must it be like after 10 years or 20 years? Because then, clearly, once you get convinced, okay, this is real, this person yeah. isn't lying to me, they have some proof, they have some pictures.
Sure.
Then you would have so many questions.
Right.
What happened to this person? Is my mother still alive? Is right. my father still alive? Then, is my brother still alive?
And then you would forget the very next day anyway.
Yeah, but it wouldn't stop you from wanting to know. And as the span of time that you're trying to catch up on increases,
yeah, it'd be harder and harder.
You'd probably spend like all morning and then like
eventually all day, and then you just fall asleep and then wake yeah. up again. It's almost like a rebirth every day.
Yeah,
and I wonder like, yeah, I just wonder how that would affect your quality of life. I mean, maybe it wouldn't be any. More or less difficult than what we go through. It's just that from our perspective, we're comparing it with our experience of reality, and we're saying how difficult that must be. But from that perspective, maybe it's just, it becomes normal life. And,
right.
you know, it depends on the attitude that you take and your outlook on things, and it could be positive or it can be
right.
negative. And, you know, you deal with the reality you're given.
Yeah.
So I
mean,
know.
I suppose yeah. the most effective way would be to have a video of yourself, and every morning you could hear yourself
right.
talk to you about, you know, what had happened, give you the cliff notes. You would probably get really good at
mm-hmm.
telling that to yourself.
Yeah, quickly, yeah.
And but then can you imagine if you woke up and you saw and you were 20 years older?
Right. You saw this young person,
right.
the young
well,
you
the young
talking
person,
to you.
That's yeah. what you think you look like.
Right, right, because that's what you remember. Yeah, that would be pretty odd. That would be a pretty odd experience.
And, you know, if it happened to you when you were really young,
mm-hmm.
you would be stuck in this, you know, childlike state. You would never develop
right.
fully.
Yeah.
But I wonder if there, I mean, she, you know, Michelle Philpott, she talks about the benefits is, you know, she can watch the same TV show over and over again and still laugh
like and enjoy
like
it.
The first
yeah.
time for
yeah.
her. So, I mean, I wonder if she approaches life in general that way, if almost she has a, you know, a Zen Buddhist sort of perspective on things where everything is new and she embraces, you know, the space in her life. You know, not being encumbered by all of the recent memories that most people are going through.
Right. Yeah, it may have a positive effect in that.
Because, you know, surely she remembers what happened before the accident, but if you know, that's 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm not really, as soon as I accept the fact that this is 10 years later, am I really going to dwell on that argument I had with somebody?
No, of course not.
Even if it felt like it was yesterday, if
right.
I know it's 10 years, okay, that's done.
Yeah.
So maybe you're left with this spacious feeling
yeah.
where everything is new. And what's the you ever read Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind?
Yes, by Suzuki. Yeah.
There's a great first sentence in that. Something along the lines
you
of...
You can't remember it, can you? I think we have a memory problem here, Dan.
Maybe I'll just make something up because you don't know.
Okay. I don't remember it either.
It's in the expert's mind,
yeah.
there are a few possibilities. In the beginner's mind, there are many.
Many, yeah. Right?
right? So,
right.
I mean, you're open to so many things. You're ready
to accept many,
right.
so many more things if you can approach things as a beginner.
Right.
I wonder if Michelle experiences that in some way.
Yeah, I wonder. I wonder what that would be like. It's so hard to imagine because we're just so used to an existence where the moment that we're conscious, we have an identity that's constructed upon mostly memories.
Yeah.
And I think what's really interesting about memories is that they're different for each person. If we experience the same event, you and I, and 10 years later, we haven't talked about that event at all, and then suddenly it comes up, your experience of it, your memory of it, would be much different than mine, perhaps. Perhaps I would think, wow, that was kind of a negative experience, and I know Dan was having a negative time, and I was having a negative time. But then 10 years later, I remember it that way, but you remember it as being positive. And I'm certain that you had a negative experience, but you felt something positive. It may be... The way
you know, you have to remember, a memory is also a construct. We're also constructing that in the moment. And so every time we construct it, we may color it with our own, you know, biases and our own values. And I think it's really interesting.
You know, yeah. I think the answer to whose would be more accurate,
yes,
would probably be mine. But that aside, that judgment aside, the person who had thought about it more,
yeah,
over those 10 years,
yeah,
would probably be the one who remembered it worse or more inaccurately.
Perhaps, yeah, because they've reconstructed it,
yeah,
so many times.
So every time you remember something, you're kind of recreating that memory, and
yeah,
it gets, you know, photographed, it gets,
right,
changed with each reproduction. And if one of us has only thought about it once,
yeah,
it's probably
maybe
much
it's
closer.
More pure, yeah, it's, yeah, a more pure form. I don't know.
That's, I mean, they've done some research studies on that.
Oh, they have.
They've been able to isolate, you know, how strong an event something was, how so that they remembered it very often, or
mm-hmm,
people who at least reported that they had never thought about it since.
I see.
And they were able to somehow determine that they're more accurate,
mm-hmm,
when they were being recalled less frequently.
That makes sense. Yeah. Now, is this the condition that this woman had, where she could only remember up to the accident, is that the same condition that the man in that movie Memento had, or is that a different one? Do you remember the movie Memento?
I do. It's the one,
yeah,
where the guy also, I think he got hit over the head.
Okay,
he was
involved in something
in the underworld, and he,
uh-huh,
got beat up or hit in the head. And when he came to, he wasn't able to form any new memory. So it sounds like the same thing, but it's,
okay,
been a long time since the movie.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But yeah, that was a great movie because of his technique.
First of all, it was in reverse chronological order,
yeah,
a lot of the,
yeah,
scenes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, Michelle Philpott's, the way she remembers things is by putting post-it notes everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And I think the guy in Memento also would write things down, and he would wake up in the morning and pull out all these little notes,
mm-hmm,
from his pockets, but he'd also tattooed on his arms to make sure,
right,
he would have some messages.
Yeah. I vaguely remember the movie, but it just seemed like he was always very stressed out in that,
yeah,
movie. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was trying to unravel some mystery.
Yeah.
That's a much better movie than 50 First Dates.
Yeah. But actually, this problem with memory is not limited just to people who have accidents or, you know, brain trauma, that kind of thing. But it's actually a natural sort of progression as,
right,
we get older and we start aging, that we become more and more forgetful, and in some cases we become senile. You,
yeah,
know, where we lose most of our memories,
yeah,
and, you know, with people with Alzheimer's disease, they lose memory of everything and don't,
yeah,
even know who they are. And,
yeah.
So it's something that all of us will at some point have to deal with, either,
yeah,
as the son or daughter of parents who are going through this, or eventually ourselves as we get,
yeah,
older, if we even live,
yeah,
that long.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's. I was listening to this really interesting interview with this woman whose mother had lost all memory of any connection to her.
Uh-huh.
And her dementia was fairly pretty deep.
Uh-huh.
And she had no memory of her family at all. And the psychiatrist advised her, you know, you can't, she would always try to set her straight, like, I'm your daughter and,
uh-huh,
this is your granddaughter. And that would just make her mother feel more upset because she just couldn't,
right,
understand anything.
Right.
It just didn't make any sense to her.
Right.
So, you know, the psychiatrist said, you know, in these kind of cases, the best thing to do is just to roll with it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to correct her.
Right.
Try
to control the situation.
You know, just
be
with her, and,
yeah,
wherever she's going, go with it.
Yeah.
And she was actually an improv comedian, and so was her husband. So,
oh, really?
All of a sudden, it just clicked. It was like, of course, like, that's,
yeah,
what I do.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
What
and
I
that's
do
what my
living,
husband,
right,
does, too. And it's, yeah, like, okay, yeah, there's flying monkeys outside.
Right.
How many are there?
Yeah, right.
I wonder if we can get them to come up onto the porch.
For lunch.
And all of a sudden, her mother's, like, quality of life just increased. She was laughing
that
and enjoying things.
That makes a lot of sense. That's a good story.
But,
yeah,
but actually, she got quite upset because she started to talk about it more deeply, that she started on that path. And she did feel it was the right decision.
Uh-huh.
But her husband, for some reason, was much better at it,
uh-huh,
than her at connecting with her mother.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe because she still had this longing to have her mother recognize her as her daughter. So she couldn't let go completely, but her husband could. So the mother started to just, you know, love her son-in-law and started to just question, like, who is this woman, like, living in my house? And, like, you better, like, toe the line or I'm going to kick you out because you're just some homeless lady that I took in.
Oh, my gosh, really?
And,
How terrible for her.
So then she started feeling jealous of her husband because her husband had this great relationship with her mother. And then she just talked about the longing of wanting to connect with her mother based on memories. She just wanted to say, like, you know, remember the time we went to the beach and dad did that crazy thing and dumped ice cream on his head.
I mean, it plays such an important role in our whole creation of who we are, and
bonding
what
and relationships. So much of it is based on retelling. You know, the good times and the bad times that you share with people.
So memory is a very precious thing.
Yeah. So, you know, the chances are none of us will ever experience this kind of amnesia, but we will probably see that with, you know, our parents at one point. Whether they'll get to the point where they don't remember who we are or not is, you know,
depends.
Not sure what the chances of that are, but it's definitely a possibility. And thinking about how you would deal with somebody that you love who doesn't remember who you are anymore, who you can't share those kind of stories with.
You have to be pretty committed to that relationship to keep it going. And, you know, because it's really in your hands at that point. You could walk away and let someone else deal with it. Or you could make a commitment to staying there, even though that person doesn't even know who you are. You know who they are. Interesting.
I would do that for you. I would come visit you in the hospital every Christmas.
Okay, you better write that down.
And on your birthday.
You better write that down so you don't forget. Because I'm going to show it to you.
I would at least call the nurse, tell her to bring you some candles.
Well, thank you, Dan. That's very nice of you. I'll do the same for you.